The Andante, the second movement from Haydn's Surprise Symphony, a great way to start a Sunday morning. That was a performance by La Petite Bande with Sissel Kuiken conducting. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to continue with some of the music by Schubert. Now, he composed over 20 string quartets in his lifetime. His Death in the Maiden Quartet was composed back in 1824, just after he suffered a serious illness and realized that perhaps he was dying. Some say that this quartet is Schubert's testament to death. The quartet is named for the theme of the second movement, which Schubert took from a song he wrote back in 1817 of the same title. Now, this work was not published until 1831. Now, that is remarkable because that was 3 years after Schubert's death. And although it was passed over in his lifetime, the quartet has since become a staple of the quartet repertoire. This morning, we're going to hear a great performance by the Amadeus Quartet. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Amadeus Quartet and the second movement from Schubert's Death and the Maiden Quartet. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And once again, you are listening to CITR. This is Classical Chaos here in Vancouver. And it is oboe music time here on Classical Chaos. And this morning, we're going to experience the lovely works of the Three Romances by Schumann. Now, he was a German composer and a music critic back in the Romantic era. He left the study of law to return to music and intended to pursue a career as a virtuoso pianist. Now, he'd be assured by his teacher that he could become the finest pianist in Europe, but a hand injury ended this dream. Schumann then focused his musical energies on composing. His three romances for oboe and piano were written specifically for the instrument, but have also been performed by the clarinet or violin. This morning, we're going to hear a lovely performance by Joseph Kiss and Yeno Yando.
Thank you.
Joseph Kiss on oboe with Yeno Yando on piano, and those were Schumann's Three Romances. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I don't know about you, but there are those nights when I stay up late and check out the late, and maybe not so great movies. But last weekend proved to be a hit, a great pairing of music and film, and a blast from the past to boot. From the soundtrack to Shortcuts, here's a taste of Dvorak's Concerto in B minor. We'll be right back. actress and cellist Laurie Singer with the Trout Quartet. That was music from Dvorak. That was from his cello concerto in B minor. And that was music used in the film Shortcuts. And this next selection comes from a brilliant CD, music by Edvard Grieg, performed by pianist Emil Gilels. He discovered these works a little later in life, and he describes of these miniatures that they're not merely simple, childlike pictures. He goes on to say that they open up a world of great intimacy and feeling. Now, there are 66 lyric pieces in total, written between the years of 1867 and 1901. And for this recording, Gilels chose the ones that he thought had the most bearing on Grieg's life. They are beautiful in their simplicity. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Emil Gilels, and music by Edvard Grieg. From his lyric pieces, we heard Album Leaf and Melody, both from his opus number 47. And I promised it, we shall hear the high notes this morning in the tradition of the castrati. A castrato is a man with a singing voice equivalent to that of a soprano, mezzo-soprano, or contra-alto. And many of a composer wrote for them, including Handel, Purcell, Bach, and Rossini. This next selection is by Bach. Here is Charles Brett.
Thank you.
Music by Bach with castrati Charles Brett. That comes from a great disc of castratis called Le Temps des Castrats. And you're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we've got a time for a taste of Noel Coward. Here is A Room with a View.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I've had a special request tonight to sing you a song that I wrote many years ago that I hope some of you may remember. It's called A Room with a View. A room with a view of you, and no one to flurry us, no one to hurry us through this dream we found. We'll gaze at the sky and try to guess what it's all about, then we will figure out why the world is round. We'll be as happy and contented as birds upon a tree, high above the mountains and sea. We'll build and we'll and sorrow will never come, or will it ever come to a room with a view? I've been cherishing through the perishing winter nights and days a funny little phrase that means such a lot to me that you've got to be with me heart and soul. For on you the whole thing leans. Come with me and leave behind the noisy crowds. Sunlight shines for us above the clouds. Please don't turn away, or my dream will stay hidden out of sight among a lot of might-have-beens. A room with a view and you, and no one to give advice, that sounds a paradise view could fade to choose. With fingers entwined we'll find relief from the preachers who always beseech us to mind our P's and Q's. We'll watch the whole world pass before us while we are sitting still, leaning on our own windowsill. We'll build and we'll cool, and maybe a stalk will bring this, that, and other thing to our room with a view.
A little Noel Coward with Carl Hayes and his orchestra. You've been listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned now to a fabulous program, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with Wurku. I'm going to leave you now with some music from the soundtrack to The Jungle Book. Till next time.